Hi, this is Kim from State of Mind. I usually record a podcast when we have a new release out. But this time, I'm only going to talk about the story behind our upcoming album. It's coming out soon, and when it does, I will also do a podcast going through every track like I usually do. But in this case, the story behind the album is actually quite interesting. So here goes. Usually our albums are assembled track by track in Morten's and mine home studios. But one night something happened that gave us a new idea. We were in a rehearsal room where we'd been rehearsing for a live gig, and we were just playing around and improvising afterwards. It was getting quite loud, and both of us were playing with the feedback on the guitar and the bass. So, at one point, I decided to just mute my guitar and let Morten finish the improvisation alone. But, as I did that, the sound of his bass died as well. So, after a couple of seconds, we realized what had happened. We'd been playing at such a volume that his bass had also picked up the sound of my guitar and vice versa. In other words, we'd created two feedback loops feeding off one another. So we started talking about how we could capture that kind of sound on an album. That was something we could never do in our respective home studios. And I already began picking out songs that we could include on that album sometime in the future. Songs we'd already played live. We've actually released a couple of albums since that night, but we never included any of those songs because I wanted to wait until we could put them on the quote-unquote feedback album. Then, at some point, Morten added another twist to the plan. What if we found somewhere to stay for any number of days, perhaps way out in the countryside where we wouldn't disturb anyone? Instead of recording separately at random intervals like we usually do, we could take some time out to completely focus on the music day and night. Call it an artistic retreat, if you like. Not just for recording existing songs, but also improvising the way we always do live, but never really released any recordings of. And finally, we wanted to try writing new songs together. Also something we'd never done before. Fortunately, there are several ways to get funding for music projects in Denmark, both public and private. And last year, the project was finally found worthy of a small grant. Not enough to pay for the whole thing, but just about enough for us to release it on vinyl, which will then also be the first State of Mind vinyl ever. Then we started preparing for the actual retreat. I knew which existing songs I wanted to record, and I estimated that they would probably end up taking up about half the album, with the rest being improvisations and new material. Interestingly, that's pretty much how it eventually ended up. Then, to prepare for new songs, I brought along some basic drum beats, like the one you can hear in the background. Now, the nice thing about computer beats is that it's very simple to change the tempo, to make it fit whatever ideas we had. And then, once we'd done the recordings to a certain tempo, it would be just as easy to change the drum beat afterwards. Also, to help inspire some new improvisations, I also printed out some cue cards with deliberately vague instructions. One might read, "Never the same thing twice." Another could be, "Just barely touching." And the idea was that Morten would pick a card, and I would pick another card, and we'd try to improvise following the cues. but without knowing which card the other one had picked. And finally, I brought along some lyrics, in case we'd write new songs and would have to record lyrics. I sometimes think of a couple of lines here and there that don't fit into any of the songs that I'm currently writing. And so I just keep them written down. So for this project, I simply brought along every single bit of lyrics that I've written over the years that I hadn't found a use for yet. And of the new songs we created, I actually used some of those lyrics for two of them. The recording took place over 5 days, and we ended up with 4 recordings of existing tracks and 9 improvisations. Some of them with vocals, some instrumentals. So in the case of the existing songs, now they were more or less done. All I had to do was mix them down. But in the case of the improvisations and the new songs, there was still a lot of work to be done. Some of them we had sort of turned into actual songs, with vocals and harmony vocals and a kind of structure and even some extra layers of guitar. But even those were still based on a jam, and listening to them afterwards, I usually found that the structure could be improved by removing certain sections and repeating others, and even adding some more tracks. As for the instrumentals, what I came home with was little more than Morten and myself improvising over a generic drum beat. Or even a free-form improvisation not tied up to any rhythm at all. So with those tracks, I was free to edit, changing the structure, cutting bits out, even adding new parts like synthesizers and various effects. So, by now you're probably wondering, yes, but what came out of it? And for that, I'm sorry, but you'll have to wait until the next podcast, where I'll be going through the entire album, track by track, relating the backstory of each song. So, it's goodbye for now, and catch you next time.